Chapter 8. Lost in the Cave. It was late. Becky's friends left the cave and returned to town on the boat. It was dark, and nobody noticed that Becky and Tom weren't there. The two friends were cold and frightened in the cave.
"We must find the exit,"
said Tom.
"But it's dark, and we haven't got any more candles. We can't see anything."
Becky took Tom's hand, and they walked slowly down the passages in the dark. But the cave was like a labyrinth, and it was impossible to find the exit.
"Nobody will try to find us, Tom," said Becky. "My parents think I'm at Susan Harper's house. They won't miss me until tomorrow."
"And Aunt Polly will be asleep now,"
said Tom.
"But they'll come for us tomorrow. Let's try to sleep now."
"We'll be hungry," said Becky. "We haven't got any food or water here. What can we do?"
There was a strange sound above them in the cave.
"Bats!"
Becky cried.
"There are hundreds of them up there. How horrible!"
Suddenly, Tom stopped. There was a light from a candle in front of them.
"Quiet, Becky,"
Tom whispered.
"There's somebody in the cave. Wait here, and I'll investigate."
Tom walked silently in the direction of the light. The passage opened into a chamber, and there was a man on the floor. It was Injun Joe. The big box of gold was next to him, and there was a candle near the box. So this was the hiding place for the treasure, and for Injun Joe. Injun Joe stood up, went into one of the passages, and disappeared into the dark.